We declare tonight.
Again, God is doing something new, not only with this podcast of being touched by mercy and living on grace, but also through this, we have developed a ministry out of this podcast. It's still Touched by Mercy and Living on Grace Ministries. And we're going to be working in the communities in our hometown in Kilmichael, Mississippi, as well as the surrounding areas. So God is doing something great, and we're excited. And as we're moving forward, especially not only in the ministry that God has called us to, it reminds me, you know, this is season 9, and it reminds us, you know, we want God to move in our life, like the son said, even now. But our worship is what moves God.
Amen.
But when we worship and we praise him, we just can't get happy and have these feelings. We got to serve.
That's right. That's
you know, right. Yes, God wants us to worship him and give him all the praise, but he wants us to serve. And so that's what we're going to start this new season in. It's about serving. And we're going to start with 1 Peter.
Yeah, the scripture we're going to read tonight that we're going to expound on a little bit and we're going to talk about comes from 1 Peter chapter 4, and it's going to be verse 10 and 11.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be reading from the NIV version.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God.
Yeah.
If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides.
My.
So that in all things, God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever.
So this season, we're talking about serving being an honor.
Amen.
You know, and it went up. See, I just told you, it's about our praise. It's about our worship.
you know, it's about our giving, but it's also about our serving. You know, some of us can worship God. We can set the atmosphere. And some of us can give. But how many of us serve?
Amen. And just like he was talking about, you know, we have to understand what Peter is talking about.
Uh-huh.
You know, this text is really, he's encouraging the people.
Yeah.
You know, just letting them know, because we got to remember where they just came from.
Uh-huh.
We got to remember, like, back in chapter 3 where he was talking about, you know, suffering for doing good. And then it talks about, you know, because Jesus suffered, then we're going to suffer.
Yeah.
But then it goes on to say that, you know, we don't worry about that life.
Yeah.
Once we come over to his side,
yeah,
once we come over and receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior,
yeah,
now we begin to really live.
Yeah.
And so in order to really live for Christ, we got to know that, you know, it's all about serving.
Yeah.
That's what Christ came to do. He said in his word that he came to serve, not to be served.
Yeah.
So we have to understand the privilege that it is to be able to serve God's people.
Yeah.
And serve in the magnitude of knowing that God got our back.
Yeah.
You know, actually in these verses where it's talking about, you know, the serving,
uh-huh,
and it's portraying this picture, or painting this picture as a benefactor, which is a gift giver.
Mm.
And here he's portraying that God is the gift giver.
Yeah.
And as God gives us gifts,
yeah,
then how often, you know, anytime someone gives you a gift, it makes you happy.
Yeah.
It makes you want to just be cheerful and share what someone has gave.
Yeah.
And that's the idea here.
Yeah.
That when God gives us gifts, then we should want to share them.
Ooh.
We should want to share them with others.
Yeah.
And that's all of these gifts, the spiritual gifts that God, the Holy Spirit gives, is for the benefit of others.
Yeah.
You know, it's to glorify God, but to benefit others.
Yeah.
You know, it's just our job just to, you know, just
do
to
it.
Share.
Just to do it.
Just to do it.
It ain't ours. You know, first of all, he said he gave it to
us. Amen.
Him. And in the New Living Translation, he says, use them well to serve each other.
Mm-hmm.
Use them well.
As good stewards.
Woo!
As good stewards.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it. You know, a lot of times when we go serve, you know, we be like, I'm going to put my time in, you know, like Christmas and Thanksgiving, you know, everybody trying to go find something to do. Martin Luther King, that we got to serve.
Mm-hmm.
But serving is just more than those times of the year.
Amen.
It is every day seeking every day. To give, to use the gift that God gave you. And it talks about just talking is a gift.
Amen.
Encouraging is a gift. You know, we think not all of us are preachers or teachers.
Amen.
But we can use our mouth. You know, like if somebody's having a bad day or somebody's sick, if you can sing, sing, baby. If I could sing, I would sing. Going to help clean up somebody's house, that's all about serving.
Amen.
God tells us to whatever we do, we do it to glorify him as if he is looking. We, you know, a lot of times, you know, we put stuff on and say, look what I've done. Look what I'm doing. But is it really for God? Is God getting the glory, or is it you getting the glory?
And see, and just to, you know, piggyback on that a little bit,
yeah,
you know, a lot of time when we think that, okay, we're going to do this or we're going to do that, we have to realize who gives those opportunities.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's God who put you in that place to, you know, to be able to go and do that.
Yes.
To be able to go and share, to be able to go and serve,
yes,
you know, or, you know, whatever it is, it's God that put, he the one thought of it. You didn't think of it. I would just be
what'd you say, preacher?
You know,
I didn't think of it.
No, you didn't think of it. God already knows. He put that Because that's what the Holy Spirit does.
Yeah.
He gives us unction to want to do things.
Yeah.
You know, that God, what, you know, just like what God's word says.
Yeah.
He, you know, in order to be a good steward of something,
yeah,
then we have to know that it is our responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, being a good steward is a mm-hmm. responsibility. It's yeah. just not something that we think of.
Yeah.
You know, and so as we listen to the Holy Spirit lead us, then, you know, therefore we're being a good steward
yeah.
to the Holy Spirit or to God, because that's how God gets the glory.
Yeah.
You know, because the Holy Spirit is going to put you in a place
yeah.
where, you know, sometimes it might not be comfortable to you,
yeah.
you know, but he will put you in a place where he'll be the one who get the glory.
Amen.
And that's why we cannot boast when it comes to nothing like this.
Mm.
Anytime you're serving for God,
yeah.
there is no room for you.
That's right.
So we yeah. have to know it's all about yeah. God and not us.
You know, the thing, Dwayne, I think about is, you know, when someone asks us to speak yeah. at a place or sing or MC, we was like, oh, it's such an honor. You yeah. know, we said, you know, we are, oh, it's an honor for them to use us. But why we don't feel that way when God wants to use us?
Amen.
We don't look at it as an honor. God don't have to use us. You know, we ought to be grateful and thankful that God uses us. Whatever it be, whatever situation be. I've been working as a mental health counselor for almost 7 months. And this is not an easy job. And I'm in the very trenches here in Columbus, Mississippi, when it comes to counseling. And my prayer every day is that I ask God to help me to be light in dark places. And guess what? He gives me that chance to serve every day, to honor him, to realize that it's an honor to serve.
Amen.
It's an honor. And, you know, and we think that God, you know, like we don't need God. Baby, he don't need us.
Right.
He don't need us. And the thing is, it goes on, you know, with that scripture. It says, do it with the script that God gives us.
Amen.
It ain't our script. You know, Tyshia every day be talking about she tired. Tyshia, 23. Me and Dwayne in our early 50s, we get up at 4:00 in the morning. And we stay up just as long as she do, and she be tired. How is that? Because she's not using what God has given her. She's not tapping into the power. God has given us everything we need to serve. Everything.
And see, you know what I think. A lot of times,
yeah.
you know, when it comes to us,
yeah,
you know, we have to remember
yeah.
How we really got to the place where we are.
Yeah.
You know, I think so many of us as Christians, we forget where we actually are.
Ooh.
Because we got to remember that we are saved through Christ
yeah.
by grace.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Grace.
So grace is the factor there. You know, and because of this grace,
yeah.
it makes us want to give back.
Mm.
It makes us want to serve, because look at what God did for
yes.
us. Look at the grace that he shows us.
Every
so
day.
how is it
yeah.
that we can't show someone who's in need grace?
Mm.
We talk about it all the time, about
yeah.
how God is blessed, how God is doing this, how God is doing that. But what are we doing?
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? How come we can't show grace
yes.
to, you know, who to people?
The same grace.
Amen. Mm. Because that is what we supposed to be, God representatives. So
yes.
if God shows grace, then we should show grace.
That's right. That's
and part of that grace is serving. You
yes.
know, because if it wasn't, then Christ wouldn't have had to wash. He wouldn't have been washing his.
I wouldn't wash your feet and that dust and
so
dirt.
So that
yeah.
just goes to show you the yeah. extent serving go to.
Yeah.
You know, the depths of serving.
Yeah.
You know, if our Lord and Savior can do it.
Yeah.
I don't yeah. understand how.
Well, we can't do it. And that's what it is. It is selfless. And not self-centered.
Amen.
Oftentimes, we are only doing things For
make
a show.
Us, yep, make us look good. You know, we think gonna make
yeah,
us
yeah. And we only doing it for a show. And then we wonder why it don't last.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like us starting this ministry and getting ready to start this church, we've already seen opposition. But you know, when it's God fed and led, opposition is going to come. That's
yep.
because greatness is going to come. And one of the things, you know, serving God is not easy. It is not easy by a long shot. There are long hours you got to put in. There are being on your knees praying. You know, there are times you're going to cry because it seemed like you take 5 steps and then there's 2 steps. But we got to know that serving God is not for the weak.
Amen.
It's not for the weak.
You know, and the thing is, you know, we got to leave self out of it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times we forget, you know, what the message is.
Yeah.
You know, the message is Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know, we teaching him, we preaching him, and most of all, we're living him.
Yeah.
You know, we got to live, you know, a Christ-like life.
Yeah.
You know, in order to be able to serve folks or people the way God intend for us to serve him, then we got to live right.
That condition you know? Of the heart.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, because why would somebody listen to me if I'm out there still doing what they do? I got to be living right. I, you know, in order for someone to be, you know, I guess, what is the word I'm looking for? In order for them to be affected by my teaching or my preaching or my serving.
Yeah, because people know, you know, you remember at the World's Fair, you know, we were there all those years. They were, you know, they was like, they ain't right. Them folks ain't coming. You know, like, people that are in need and who you're serving,
amen.
They know when you're doing it from the right heart.
That's right.
They, you know, they know. I hear it all the time. They know when your heart is right. God will reveal it. You know that some ain't right. And the thing is, it's like it said in Matthew, I think 25, when Jesus was telling them, you know, when the person came, you know, it said, Lord, I did this, and I did that, and I did this, and I did that. And Jesus basically said, I don't know who you are. I can't, you know, he said, and depart from me, you workers of iniquity.
Amen.
Because our heart wasn't right. You know, we keep doing this. Some of us have been serving for 40 and 50 years, but we ain't doing it because we just doing it. We ain't giving God no glory. There's no honor. Because, baby, when you serve, you start to worship God in your serving.
But the thing is, you know, if you're serving that long, where the fruit?
Where the fruit?
We got to, you know, because if you're serving, that's going to be some evidence of your servitude.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Because even like what we do over here, at on the first Saturday, Love the Block up here in Columbus, you know, some of the children that we reached out to in the neighborhoods, in the projects, now they're serving in the church.
Yeah.
It's you know, if you're serving,
it should be
some fruit.
Because people going to want to serve.
Amen. Too. Because they're going to be like, well, man, these people really care about us.
Yeah.
You know, so, and that's what changed the heart of people.
Yeah.
When they, you know, that convicts folks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When they see you are truly and genuine in what you're doing in your serving, then, you know, it's gonna make them to want to change.
And it keeps you humble.
Amen.
You know, sometimes, you know, we make so much money doing, or, you know, we live in a certain neighborhood and we think we are above serving, that we should want to be serving. Somebody should be coming doing something for us. But we always telling God, I need your protection. I need your provision. I need your power. And God says, but what are you doing for me?
Amen.
You know, well, Lord, I go to church. Well, Lord, I pay my tithe. But you're not serving.
Well, you know,
where's the discipleship?
Well, you know, we are carpenters. Ooh. We are builders, kingdom builders.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the way we have to look at it.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not adding to the kingdom, you're taking away from it. Amen. That's just the bottom line.
That
you
hurts.
Know, we got to call it like it is.
Yeah.
If you're not adding to, you're taking away from it. Because Jesus said, if you're not with us, you're against us.
Mm.
That's just the bottom line.
Yeah.
So we have to know, you know, what we're doing and who we're doing it for.
Yeah.
Because it's going to show. Yeah. You know, in the end, the Bible tells us that he's going to separate the wheat from the tax.
Yeah.
Goat from the sheep. You know what I'm saying? So he's going to do the separating at the end. You know, so we might as well get it right.
I know, serve with a servant heart, a humble heart. You know, in Matthew, I think 25, it talks about, you know, when Jesus said, you know, when you came and visited the sick, when you went to the jail, you know, when I was hungry and you fed me, when I was naked, you gave me clothes. And they asked the question, when did we do these things? So he said, when you did it to the least of them, my brother, you did it unto me. And we can't just do it on certain days. We can't just wait till the Thanksgiving holidays, the Christmas holidays, the Martin Luther King Day. This is every day. There's a place to be served. There's, when I tell y'all, there's homeless shelters that need you. There are abortion clinics, the ones that, well, I shouldn't say abortion clinics, the pro-life clinics that need your help. There are addiction centers that need your help. There are hospitals that need your help. There are jails that need your help. There are so many people that's hungry. There's so many people that's homeless. And, you know, we was like, it gets overwhelming. But if we could just reach one, just one. And if you could just teach, you know, some of us got good, like Dwayne got good financial background. You know, some of y'all do too. Maybe you could teach them how to budget. Let me help you get on the budget. Maybe they wasn't taught those skills. And so there's different things that we can use, the gifts that God, because it didn't come from you like Dwayne said. So oftentimes we have these gifts and we don't share them with somebody.
Amen.
You know,
we use them for our own benefit.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's it, you know.
Yeah.
As long as I can stack my bank account, that's all that counts. You know, and that's, you know, just like you say all the time, you know, people be asking us why we moved back to Mississippi.
Yeah.
You know.
Especially with two masters.
We
could have made six figures, baby.
You know, but it ain't about the money. It's about obedience.
Yeah.
What God is saying.
Yeah.
You know, what he's telling us to do. You know, he's going to provide.
Yes, he has. So he has provided.
Amen. So we don't even... Why would we want to? We are rich.
Yeah.
You know, our father owns everything.
Yeah.
So, and that's how we have to look at it. And the Bible tells us, you know, if we ask it in his name, you know, if we truly and sincere about what we're asking for, then he'll give it to us.
Yes, he will.
And I tell you, he done gave us way more than we done asked for. You know. So, you know, we just want to be obedient. We just serve people the way God wants us to serve people.
And you can't say you ain't got time. You know, the problem is sometimes, you know, we get into debt and we got to work two and three jobs.
Amen.
But we got to make time to serve. You know, you can make money and make money and it doesn't give you the satisfaction. Because I remember when I was working at West Georgia and I used to have the staff to come and serve with me at the shelter, or, you know, different things. And I, you know, when you are able to do something for somebody and don't get nothing in return, but you really do get something in return, like it just makes a difference. And I'm telling you, all the years when I was serving, when we were going through things, man, I don't know. It was because I kept serving. In spite of all the things, the trials and the heartaches, because they gonna come, the suffering don't come. You know, even when I couldn't walk, I was still going to jail ministry. When I couldn't see, God still made a way. And that's what he's saying. God will make you a way. He will give you the strength. But you got to find time to give. Because I'm going to tell you, working all the time, paying bills, it is never going to give you the satisfaction that it gives when you are serving people who are less fortunate than you, who you can make a difference. Just folding a towel, you know, two or three towels once a week in a place that don't have anybody and it's just chaos everywhere. So we just got to find places to serve and do it on a consistent basis. Amen. Don't just do it sporadically. Oh, yeah. I feel like serving today. No, when you become consistent and certain, especially like us going every first Saturday of the month, those kids expect this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they expect us to be there at 9:30, 10 o'clock knocking on their door.
Some of them be crying to go when their parents won't even let them go.
Yes.
They be crying to go.
Yes. You know? And that's when you see that, you know that you made a difference.
Amen.
And you know that you are doing this to honor God. And it makes you want to do it more. And then you teach your children. Like, you know, like this is how the church should work. It's good to be in the church and being a good usher and, you know, taking up tithes and all that, working in the kitchen. But baby, when you get outside, the dynamics just change.
Amen.
You change. It makes you, God, all I can do is give you my worship and serve.
That's right. Amen. Yeah. You know, and like when we went to Africa over there in 2005, I think, New Hope.
Yeah.
You know, we have friends still old. I'm talking about friends that's Africans that's over there.
Yeah.
I got an email from one of them yesterday.
Yeah.
Over there, and he was just telling me about one of the gentlemen who was teaching, or yeah, one of our translators.
Yeah.
He had just passed away on Saturday.
Yeah.
So, you know, and you know, just being over there serving those people, you know, with them, made friends with Africans in Nairobi and Suba Island.
Yeah.
Now, you know, they catch bases, they email, we send photos of our families.
Yeah.
You know, just stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's what God wants.
Yeah.
When connections, family. Yeah.
You build it.
Amen. When we're kingdom builders, you know, not just, you know, in your own house, but outside of your house.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about. Like when Shondell was talking about with the roster.
Yeah.
When we first started there, it was like 5 to 10 people maybe coming.
Yeah.
But when we left, it was 40 to 50 people coming.
Yeah.
Because they knew we were consistent. It wasn't something that we was going to come this week and then come next year. No, every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, we was there preaching and eating with them.
Yeah.
You know, full-course meals.
Yeah.
So, you know, serving, it's got to be a hard thing.
Yeah, and it's such an honor.
You know, it has to show your humility. It's got to show that you're humble.
Yeah.
You know, and God going to do the rest.
Yeah.
All we have to do is show up
and
be humble, and God will show people that.
Yeah.
And he will add to his increase. He will add to his kingdom.
That's right. And all you got to do is just be obedient. It's an honor. It's a privilege. And the fact that we don't have to do it in our strength really makes it make you want to serve, that I don't have to do this in my own strength, and that it didn't come from me, that it's something that was placed on my heart by God. So it's just, we thank y'all. We miss y'all. You know, it's been a lot going on with the Bus family, but God is so good. And we are starting back, because we're doing so much with ministry, I'm just going to be able to pull one name from the jar starting on April the 1st. Yeah, we got a lot coming out of our pocket right now. So if y'all want to donate, y'all can go to www.gracetomakeit.org. Check out the website.
Amen.
Check it out. There's events we're doing in the community. And if you can't give monetarily, we need your time. We need your talents. We need your help.
We need your gifts.
Yes.
Amen.
The gifts that God gave you. All right.
Yeah.
So we just excited. And we hope that y'all enjoy having us back. We're going to do this, continue to do this every first Thursday of the month. We're going to continue to lift you up and encourage you. And you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Google, Apple, iTunes, Spotify, and Buzzsprout. Continue to share, tell somebody. Yeah, our website. Tell anybody. We will do that drawing on, I don't know what, April the 1st on.
April 1st.
It's going to be One day in April, April the 1st. What is April the 1st on?
Well, that's on a Monday.
On Monday, April the 1st, we will do that drawing. I'm so glad we back, y'all. Amen. And guess what? Remember, my sisters and my brothers, it takes grace to make it.
Amen.
See y'all later. See y'all next month. Love y'all. Bye.